Hi, this is Father's Day weekend, and as I look back in baseball history, one of the most famous Father's Day weekend games that I remember, it took place at Shea Stadium. It was on June the 21st of 1964. And Hall of Famer, the right-hander, the senator from Kentucky, and that is Jim Bunning, pitched for the Philadelphia Phillies that day. And, of course, Bunning, a lot of kids, I think his wife and daughter were in attendance as well. He went out 27 up, 27 down to beat the New York Mets in 1964. It was a very, very, very famous Father's Day game, the perfect game on Father's Day for Jim Bunning. He also pitched a no-hitter in the American League for the Detroit Tigers in the 50s as well. Gus Triandos was his catcher. Gus Triandos is from the Bay Area. He was a tough guy, and he was a Yankee, an Oriole, a Tiger, a Philly. But, boy, he could hit home runs. He tied Yogi Berra's home run record for catchers in a season, and he was just a real baseball player. And I got to meet Gus Triandos, and it was down in San Jose, and it was part of a trucking firm in those days. And I got to talk with Gus Triandos about Jim Bunning and about that perfect game. So Raf has gone back in the archives, and here is my conversation with Gus Triandos, a great Bay Area baseball name. I really enjoyed this. He was one of my favorite players growing up. And here's Gus Triandos talking about Jim Bunning and that no-hitter, that perfect game. On June 21st, 1964, in one of the most memorable pitching performances of all time, Phillies right-hander and Hall of Famer Jim Bunning throws a perfect game at the New York Mets on Father's Day in Shea Stadium. Bunning, who also threw a no-hitter while a member of the Detroit Tigers in 1958, strikes out 10 in his game at Shea. Catching Bunning that day was Gus Triandos, who had come over with Bunning from Detroit the previous winter. And Big Gus tells us about Jim Bunning.
Well, he always had three or four pitches that he threw well. He had a good slider, good curveball, a good fastball, and he changed up pretty well, too. But he had very, very good control, especially on the slider. And I think that's what made him good. He could get all four of those pitches over.
The Mets at that time, of course, were still a young franchise. The Phillies were a good team in 1964. Bunning comes in there. 27 up, 27 down. When did you realize the guy had something special going?
Well, we realized normally the guy has a no-hitter going in seventh inning or so, sixth, seventh inning. But I never realized he had a perfect game. I didn't realize that till after the game was over that he had thrown the perfect game.
What was the reaction of Jim Bunning during the game? Did people talk to him, or was this one of those baseball traditions where no one would bother with him?
I'm sure everybody stayed away from him. Nobody... But from some of the things I read, they say he was gabbing a lot. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but he was talking quite a bit, and he normally didn't do that. So I guess he knew it too.
Jim Bunning had one tough play in that game, and that was one that Jesse Gonder hit a smash to Tony Taylor, made a great play, and threw him out.
Yeah, that's one of the few things I can remember about that. He did make a heck of a play.
You had a couple of hits in the game, drove in a couple of runs, a big double. Gus, you always were a good hitter.
Not a good hitter, just had some good days. I wish I was a better hitter.
Well, in that game also in the eighth inning, a little scare for the Philly fans in that when Bunning strikes out the last out in the eighth inning and you drop the ball, but alertly you get it, and what happens?
I got it and threw the guy out at first.
Gus, you were involved in... few no-hitters. Koufax threw one against the Phillies earlier. You caught Wilhelm's no-hitter. Belinsky threw a no-hitter at you. How does Bunning's game stack up with the others?
Well, I think that the one that Wilhelm threw against the Yankees was a heck of a lot tougher because, catching Bunning is easy. Because all good pitchers, they get the ball over no matter what kind of stuff they have, and they're easy to catch. But Wilhelm had that great knuckleball, and it was quite a thing to get that.
Gus Triandos, how excited were you in the ninth inning when you knew Bunning was on the verge of really throwing a perfecto?
Well, I don't know. Catchers don't get excited. You don't want credit for a guy winning, and you also don't like credit for a guy getting belted around a little bit. So it was Jim Bunning's day. Nothing had nothing to do with me.
Well, you caught him, June 21st, 1964. Perfect game for Jim Bunning on Father's Day. Thanks a lot, Gus Triandos.
Okay.
Jim Bunning was a dominant pitcher in both leagues from 1955 through 1971. Jim Bunning, now a United States Senator from Kentucky, won 224 games in his career and posted an earned run average of 3.27 with 2,855 strikeouts. What a career. This is Marty Lurie. Join me tomorrow for another day in baseball history.